Welcome back to Horizons. I'm chatting to Sean Lyons and we're looking at the big musical pieces that he associates with different stages of his life. What piece are you thinking of now?
Well, we're going to go to London. Imelda May has a song called The Kentish Town Waltz.
I love it.
It's a beautiful song. It sums up so much of the Irish experience in London. I've always been fascinated by the generations of people that went to London. Even in my lifetime, I was born in the 50s, so the people that went over then, the likes of my Uncle John, two or three of my mother's sisters, my father's sisters, they all went to London. And without being in the least bit disrespectful, but there were people generally who weren't hugely educated, but were hugely interested in making a living and particularly in supporting the families back home. And I think in some ways they're not appreciated enough as a generation. When I was in secondary school in the 60s and we'd be at the geography lesson, they'd be talking about the sources of income for a country, and for Ireland, immigrant remittances.
Huge.
Were hugely important. And these were the Uncle Johns, the Auntie TCs, and everybody who had gone over and were sending this couple of pound back that made all the difference. I remember being in my grandmother's in Curragh and the postman whistling down at the gate, and I'd run down. I was able to run then. The envelope, and if there was an English stamp on it, my grandmother, her eyes would light up because she knew there was going to be a couple of pound there, which would be a huge help in difficult times. But in the 70s then, I worked myself just for a summer with my Auntie Josie's husband, Frank. He was a ganger, and we were painting the railway station in Clapham Junction. I was tasked with painting. There's a big, big door. It's still there in Clapham Junction where the locos go behind it for maintenance. You know, there were times of the hard-drinking navvy.
That's where you learned.
That's where I learned to drink.
I jest.
But they were tough, tough times. Like, people were still, like, in the early 70s, you know, the Uncle Franks and the Uncle Johnnies, they were still, you know, shoveling sand up in Hydra Dams or underneath the Thames in a hole, you know, at McAlpine's Fusiliers. And then, like, when I immigrated myself in the late 80s, you know, the people were going who were far more educated. We were immigrating as teachers, as
brain drain, they call
brain
it.
Brain drain, yeah. Now, both my kids live in London. Both live there more or less by choice. My son works in a hospital. He's a speech therapist. He's having fantastic experience and eventually will come home. And it's not like before, you know, my Auntie Josie and Frank, when they came back to Mayo, and by the time they got the train from Houston up to Holyhead and then the boat across to Dunleary and then the train down to Mayo.
It was a big deal.
It was 24 hours travelling. Mm. You know, like my son and daughter, it takes them about 3 hours from the time they leave their house till they're here in Tralee. There's a modernity to Imelda May's song, you know, talking about living over the yaffy and the drunk on the corner had more to our shame. People do still face tough times when they emigrate, even if it's only as far as London.
Let's have a listen to Imelda May.
Do you remember we traipsed around from pub to pound shop through Kentish Town? Only a five or two our name. The drunk on the doorstep had more to our shame. Living over the yaffy had its trials, the fights all night out there and inside, and those stews that lasted 3 days into four, and the dreaded bailiffs returned to our door. But we stuck with each other with all our might. We pulled it together and held on tight, and I'm glad for us, yeah, I'm glad, McCree, but it's nothing to anyone except you and me. There are rounds for every ride. There's ups and there's downs, but you're the one for all my life, my true love I found. Yeah, you, my love.
Sean Lyons, you've really celebrated music in your life, I think.
I could have, as I said to you earlier, picked 100 songs, maybe 500 songs. But going back to the musicals, one of the first musicals of the modern age that grasped my attention, and I still listen to the soundtrack regularly, and that's Jesus Christ Superstar. And there's the song in that where Mary Magdalene sings, "I don't know how to love him." And I actually did a thought about this in the last few months, because I think it's a dilemma that a lot of us who are striving in our faith have, you know, "I don't know how to love him." Like, how are we supposed to live the life as lived by Christ in a world that's constantly changing? And, you know, I have struggled with my faith over the years, and probably will struggle, you know, for the rest of my life, however long or short that may be. But I just think it's a bit like the first song, "Let It Be." Maybe if I could just let it be and just love him rather than trying to figure out, you know, how to love him, that might be the solution.
Sean Lyons, a great pleasure as usual chatting to you. We'll go out on that song. So thank you very much for spending the time and maybe reminding all of us of the significant piece of music throughout our own lives. So thank you, Sean.
Thank you. It's been a wonderful opportunity, and I've enjoyed every moment from the first day you asked me, trying to sift through the soundtrack of my life. It's been a fantastic experience. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you for joining me, Mary Fagan, this morning on Horizons. Just a thought for the coming week is from Margaret Nocton. Till next weekend, when my special guest is Sister Mary Lucy. Have a very good week.
I don't know how to love him, what to do, how to move him. I've been changed, yes, really changed, in these past few days. When I've seen myself, I seem like someone else. I don't know how to take this. I don't see why he moves me. He's a man, he's just a man. Bring him down? Should I scream and shout? Should I speak of love? Let my feelings out. I never thought I'd come to this. What's it all about? Don't you think it's rather funny? I should be in this position. I'm the one who's always been so calm, so cool. No lover's fool running every show. I couldn't cope, just couldn't cope.
I'd turn my head, I'd back away, I wouldn't want to know. It scares me so, I want him so, I